Cass
and Elle. We're alive.
Yeah, we're finally back with another episode.
I think we unintentionally took a hiatus.
Yeah. Life has just been very hectic and busy lately.
Life was kicking my ass for like 3 weeks. I was like, nah, I don't feel like recording.
Life has really been kicking me in the ass this past week. I'm having a great time.
Thriving over here.
But so today our topic is going to be about why don't we go on tour, and then how to motivate yourself when you're not feeling it.
Are we ever feeling it?
Not really.
I don't know. Personally, I will be going on tour, though. Only the one state.
I don't know if I will yet, just because they're coming, like, 2 days before my Shawn Mendes show.
Hey, you know, I mean, I don't know what I was going to say. Oh, I was going to come to the one in Charlotte, and I was like, well, I haven't been in Florida in a while. I was like, low-key, want to go there.
You know. Gosh.
But now we're just sort of chilling here, waiting for them to announce it again. But, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Anyways, if they do, there may be a future episode where Cass and I are actually in the same room.
Yeah.
Yes. It's about damn time, bro.
We love it.
Very excited. I'm very ready for tour. I already told Cass and I think Tiffany that I would like FaceTime them if I did a meet and greet.
Watch me have a heart attack on the phone. Surprise
call, because I'm not trying to freak Cass out and be like, oh, by the way, it's Jonah on the phone.
That's why that day, if you tell me like you're getting a meet and greet, I'm gonna comb my hair, I'm gonna make it look natural, I'm gonna put on some mascara, make sure my skin is clear that day, drink as much freaking water as possible, put on some whitening strips, like...
This girl trying to look like
I know like, he got a girlfriend still.
No, okay, I literally told Tiffany, I was like, I'm gonna call you, and then I'm gonna have Zach hold the phone. Tiffany's like, no, you can't do that. I was like, you just gotta mark it on the date. If you know that I'm meeting them, you just gotta mark it on your calendar so you know it's a possibility.
Exactly.
All you. Exactly. Cass already has it in her calendar. She already knows.
I know. But I know, like, throughout the month of June and July, I need to be ready. So.
Oh, girl, you know, okay, so I'm not gonna go to both. I don't know why my common sense just isn't working, but you know what? It is what it is. But anyways, they're going to be in Baltimore before they go to Florida. And I was like, bro, watch me just chill out in Baltimore for the day.
Nah, bro, I'm going to Charlotte. I am going to Charlotte. No, I'm not.
Like, do I know Baltimore?
I have work no. that day. I can't.
Am I gonna just wander through Baltimore? No. Yep.
What if I just bought a meet and greet and just went for the meet and greet?
I think that's an option, though.
Just the meet and greet. And I can be like, hi.
To be honest, I feel like Cass would pass out with Joe.
I know, I'd just be sitting there and be like.
I feel like I already told you this. I feel like we talked about this while we didn't think we would ever get to meet them. But I was like, whenever I meet Jonah, I'm going to show him your TikTok and stuff, not your TikTok, your Instagram, where you're singing. Be like, that's my bestie. You should really add her to the band.
Or be like, just collab with her a little bit, or like help her out with her music career a little bit. Just DM exactly. her and give her some advice. Go listen to our podcast.
Well, see, Daniel's usually in charge of like the beats and stuff. I'd be like, hey, Daniel, do you mind just like giving us some little tips about starting music, because you know, I'm sure the equipment and stuff they use is very expensive, so like, you know, would you mind sharing how to start out?
Just give him my email. Just have a card with my email in it and hand it to every boy. Be like, can you please help this woman out with her music career, please, for the love of everything.
Girl, I was teasing Tiff. I was like, oh my god, imagine stealing Corbin from Lyra. And she was like, oh my gosh, that'd be great. I'm looking at her like, it was a joke, but like, I would. I was like, it was a
No.
joke,
Ow,
but
fuck
like.
my teeth. Anywho.
But anyways, no, in all seriousness, we all know that even if Cass didn't get to go to a concert or something, I would live stream it and then I would
Nah, bro,
FaceTime.
let me tell you what I did. I went to Madison Beer in October, right?
This girl calls
And
me.
Elle was like, she was like, lucky. And I was like, and so like when Madison Beer came on, I FaceTimed Elle. I was like, look at this queen.
Bro, I was half asleep too. I was like, oh, good morning.
And then she was like, oh my gosh, it's her. And
And then when
then
you met, and then when you called me crying because you almost didn't get to meet Charlotte.
I did do that, but then also I met Madison Beer. So I called Elle afterwards. I was like, bro, guess what just happened? But then after I
And here
met.
I am gonna be nice and FaceTime while I meet them. Sorry,
Bro,
I'll be nice.
I didn't know it was gonna happen. I was
This girl was
recording.
just in shock.
I was in shock, but then my friends were like, oh my gosh, you're having such a casual conversation with her. And I'm just in my head, I'm like, you can't treat them like they're above you. Like
No, like
you
I know
can't.
I freak. No, it's like, I mean, I know I'm gonna freak out when I see why don't we, but as soon as I approach them, I'm gonna treat them like normal human beings. Hi,
Exactly.
how are
Nah,
you?
bro. Nah, bro. If
How's life?
I get to see Jonah Marie in front of me, I'm gonna be like,
This girl gonna pass out. I'm gonna disown. I already said I'm gonna disown Cass. I'm gonna be like, the hell just
everybody's gonna,
happened?
no, I'm gonna pass out and everybody's gonna be filming and they're just gonna be like, the headlines. Girl passes out while meeting, why don't we?
No, Elle, is she with you? Me going.
Nah,
Is
bro.
who with me?
Nah,
I came
bro.
alone.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna fly you to North Carolina and you're gonna stay with me and then you're gonna go to Florida.
Oh, girl, for real. Watch me just wander through Baltimore not knowing anything and just be wearing Why Don't We merch. No, I'll be in the general area of where they'll be. I'm not gonna just wander through
It's just
Baltimore.
the
That's
pro
like a, that's the most unsafe thing you could possibly do.
Nah, bro.
But
I want to meet them. I just want to meet them. That's all. Just let me take you out for coffee, Jonah. Just let me take you out for coffee.
like that would I don't think I would ever need therapy after that.
I'm gonna cry. Oh my God. I'm going back on my white don't we spree now just because of this conversation.
Girl, I don't know what I was doing yesterday. Oh, I was just chilling watching TikTok as one does. And I saw a Zorbin edit. I'm officially in pieces now.
I can't even. We said this is just gonna be a brief mention.
This is a brief mention of Why Don't We? 20 minutes later.
Okay, but anywho,
The main
the
topic.
main topic is how to motivate yourself when you're not feeling it.
Talk about why don't we?
So,
We weren't
okay,
feeling it today, and here we are.
wait, okay. I got a whole list, and we're just gonna go through the topics, and then you can talk.
She was writing a list, and I'm here writing an
There's
essay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things on this list
Damn.
that keep me motivated, okay? So, my first thing is rewards. So, like, for me, like, I reward myself with going to concerts a lot. Well, no, okay, not a lot, but like, if I'm like, okay, you did well, like, with just certain things, I won't go into detail, but just like certain things, like, I'll reward myself and be like, okay, I'll let you go to this concert because, for one, this is someone you've always wanted to see. And for two, like, oh, you did good this year with that, whatever I was trying to do. So that's one of them. Or like, you know, like reading, stuff like that. Like, I'll reward myself with like an hour of reading if I get something done, stuff like that. And then the second one is hobbies. Like, if I feel like I'm not motivated because of like anxiety or depression or something like that, or just even being stressed out, I think, okay, like what's one way that I can relieve my stress but not exert myself?
Yes.
And so,
Okay.
like with a lot of my hobbies, they're just like very minimal. So there's like painting, reading, knitting, writing songs.
Writing is a lifesaver.
It truly is. And then another one is my future. So I think, I don't think I've ever brought up my family situation on this
podcast. I don't think I even know your family situation.
But, so basically, none of my family has gone anywhere in life. And like,
that's what we love to see.
I don't like mean that in a rude way. It's just like that's the only way to know how to put it. And
I mean, it's facts, just like, say it.
Besides like my grandma's brother, but you know, like in my immediate family. I'm the first one to go to college. I'm the only one that will be going to college. So like it makes me think, okay, it kind of sounds like a competition, and it low-key is like, oh, I'm gonna be better than them. Like, I'm doing better in life than they are. And given, and that does sound bad, but like, you guys don't know my family situation to the extent, so remember to not judge unless you know someone's full situation.
If you judge, I'll slap you. I'll shut up now.
And then another one. So one of my favorite YouTubers, her name is Vanessa Too. And so what she does every year at the end of the year, she creates like a vision board for the year and just like takes pictures from Pinterest and everything and lays them out and everything like that. And she also does it with like different things that she has going on in her life. So I started doing that this year, and it's kind of like become like a real changer in life. A real game changer, that's what I meant to say. And I think it helps a lot because it keeps like what you want in life right in front of your eyes, or what you want for that year, for that month, for certain sections of your life. And I think that definitely helps motivate you because like you see it right in front of you. You're like, okay, if I don't do this now, like say you're like you have to take a test or something. Oh my gosh, I have to take a test. Anywho.
Oh, we know the feeling. I have a quiz and like that I need to take, and am I taking it right now?
I have a quiz that's due, or an exam that's due at 11:30. But anyway,
weren't you doing that yesterday?
No, I wasn't. I didn't end up doing it because my computer would not connect. But like, I have one of these things on my screensaver, and it's like steps for taking a test or like focusing and stuff like that, and it reminds me and like keeps me like, hey, like you need to do this test or you're not gonna get to what shows in another picture. And then another thing is friends. Elle keeps me very motivated in life to not do a lot of things, which I won't go into detail about, but especially Elle. And then I have some other friends that help keep me very motivated. But I think it definitely helps to have friends that are gonna be there for you and be there rooting for you, no matter
what. I just yell at her to get her shit together, and she does.
Yep, that's basically what it is. Elle's like, come on, you can do it. I'm like, yeah, you're right, I can. And then, like, 2 days later, she's like, did you do it? I'm like, no. She's like, get your ass up and do it. I'm like, okay.
And then I congratulate her when it actually gets done.
Yes, she does. She's so proud of me, and it makes me feel like I'm on top of the world. If you guys could not tell, my love language is words of affirmation. So, shoot, I dropped my index card.
I'm so proud of you. I'm learning about drive reduction theory.
But, okay, another thing is, like, family can keep you motivated. But for me, like, I don't go to my family with a lot of things. So, it just depends on your relationship with your family, really.
Honestly, I just avoid the unnecessary problems.
Love that. And then another one is goals, which kind of ties into, like, the vision board and future and stuff like that. But, like, say, like, you're trying to lose weight, or you're trying to gain muscle, like, all that kind of stuff. Or you're trying to eat better, trying to grow your hair longer, or trying to learn makeup, anything like that. Like, those are goals that you can set for yourself. Like, give yourself our reasonable time frame and be like, okay, I need to meet this goal by tonight. I need to meet this goal by tonight. Like, different things. And then another one is role models. I think role models play a big part in me and Al's motivation.
I learned that what?
Role models.
Yes. Oh, yes, for
because
sure.
For me, I have like four main role models, and that's Jenna Rose. Hi, Jenna, I love you. She like she's so sweet and genuine, and she's always like checking up on her fans and everything to make sure that they're okay, they're in a good mental state, all that's like the freaking best. And then Jonah Murray.
Please, we wouldn't know that from what we talked about 5 minutes ago.
Love of my life. Oh, I'm blushing. Hand in marriage. I'm blushing. Help me. Okay. And then Shawn Mendes.
I was waiting for you to say Charlotte, to be honest.
I'm getting there, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm getting there. Shawn Mendes has really helped me through a lot of crap in life.
I'm just not getting into him again.
So, I've been listening to him since I was in 7th grade, and now I'm about to be a junior in college, so.
Bro, until this year, the last time I listened to him.
How dare was you?
2017,
I'm maybe. Shunning you.
I finished. It's like literally, except for the occasional song that would come on the radio, I really didn't listen to him.
Okay, anywho. And then we have Miss Charlotte Sands.
She's so sweet, bro.
She is the best. I even got a tattoo in her handwriting. Nobody can see this, but I'm showing it off to L. Showing it off to L. And so it's a lyric written in her handwriting. It says, "We're only human." And to me, like, it's a song called Love and Other Lies. Go check it out, guys. Also, check out that whole album or EP. It is an EP. It's not an album. It is an EP.
It's like, you know what? Just go check it out. All of it.
Yeah. And it's just great. And it kind of like makes you realize, like, you're not the only one in the journey of life. Like, everybody feels the same things that you do. Maybe not from the same situations, but everybody is going through it. And then another one is like romantic relationships. I feel like can motivate you because, like, if you should be with someone that pushes you, not someone that just like drags you down or just makes you stay neutral. You should be with someone that pushes you and wants the best for you and cares for you and everything. And never mind, we're not gonna talk about him right now. Anywho, and someone that's like rooting for you, like, I think that those people can be a big thing in motivation, because if you're with someone that always shuts you down or tells you that you can't do something, then you're not gonna do any good in life. Like,
men are weird.
Men are
weird. But yeah. But like, no, my role models and relationships definitely are a major part of it.
Yeah. Anything else for you, Em?
I was just going to say that Corbin Besson's been my role model to drink water. Man's always posting about staying hydrated. I'm like, yes, sir.
You love it. Well, I have other problems right now that are making me stay hydrated, so. It's a UTI, guys. It's not. There's nothing big. It's just a UTI.
Anyways.
So
I don't remember what I was gonna say. I was gonna say something. I forgot.
My laptop's about to die.
Maybe you should plug it in.
Do I have the energy right now?
Probably not.
I do.
You could motivate yourself to do it. After all, that is the theme of the.
You're right. I also have an exam to take, so I do need to plug it in.
Girl, I have a quiz today for psychology, but I am too busy writing this essay. But I should probably also do the quiz.
Oh my god.
I'm having a moment. But I have inspiration for this thing now, so that's good.
So
But no, I think like what you said at the beginning, like rewarding yourself is definitely important.
Yeah.
Or especially like the little steps, because I feel like people like feel like they have to get everything done at once. It's sometimes just good to just take it one by one.
Yeah, I think, like, you have to, like, set a realistic schedule for yourself to meet
and, like,
goals yeah. and motivate yourself.
And also, like, and the rewards don't have to be big. They can just be, like, taking yourself out to lunch or even, like, watching your favorite show. Like, it doesn't have to be something serious, too serious.
Yeah.
anyways.
But I think that that's all we have for today's episode. And we're so glad to be back.
Girl.
On a roll again. We love you guys so much. And you will be hearing from us next week.
We hope. I'm kidding.
Okay, you will be. I will make sure it happens. Okay. Bye, guys. We love you.